It would be more than a big treat this Halloween for two Native American groups in Alabama and North Carolina who are hoping that two outgoing U.S. senators can help them achieve something that's been elusive so far, federal recognition as tribes. Victories in Congress could mean millions in federal funding for both. Retiring Senator Richard Shelby is handling a bill for the Moa Band of Choctaw Indians in Alabama, and Senator Richard Burr is sponsoring similar legislation for the Lumbee Tribe of North Carolina. Both groups are state-recognized tribes, but the federal government has not acknowledged them. Some federally recognized tribes oppose the bills, saying the groups are trying to short-circuit the process. A recent court ruling that found South Dakota violated federal voting registration laws has reignited the long-standing concern over Native American ballot access as the state braces for a 2022 gubernatorial election that could hinge on Indian county precincts. The state has almost 80,000 American Indian people. If we start voting, we're going to be respected, said Chase Iron Eyes of the Lakota People's Law Project, whose group held an Ocheti Vote Fest in Rapid City on October 22nd and 23rd, featuring a basketball tournament and concert with staffers on hand to help people with registration forms. If we don't vote, we don't matter. These efforts come as Republican Governor Kristi Noem seeks re-election November 8th against Democratic challenger Jamie Smith, a race that a South Dakota State University poll conducted in late September and early October showed as within the margin of error. Those are your headlines at this hour. I'm Colette Keith in the KIPI News Center.